Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Okay, here's something that I thought I would never, ever say. Okay, NASA goes into space with a kitty cat. What is that? Ooh. Yes. Well, it wasn't really a cat.
Okay.
I mean, they sent a cat video up to deep space, 19 million miles away using a laser. And they say that this is really important. Taters is the cat's name, an orange tabby cat.
Of course.
He's chasing a laser pointer on a couch.
Okay. Taters.
Seems like they should have something better than a cat video.
You technically still can't say they went into space with a kitty cat.
Well, they went and sent a cat video up.
Why can't they bring pets? They should be able to bring pets into space.
Listen, they lost a tomato for a year on the International Space Station.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good PR.
Okay. I mean,
did it mold?
Yes, it was really bad looking. I saw a picture of it.
I'm going to have to look that up now. Yeah,
you should. I mean, the guy lost the tomato for a year in the International Space Station.
If that happens to a tomato, poor taters. Taters shouldn't be going to space.
Okay, Moldy here's taters. The reason why this is important, is that they were testing technology. Remember, we talk about tech here. sending data way faster than they say the usual radio waves. The laser tested is 10 to 100 times speedier than traditional radio waves. They said this is a total game changer.
They picked a cat video. They just want attention. Of all the things you can transmit with a laser, you choose.
I mean, it kind of fits, though, right? With a laser.
That's true. Mm. Okay.
Okay. See, some things do make sense.
Yeah.
You know, after all, this is called Kim Commando Today, and this is our weekly fun podcast where every Friday, the A team joins me. And that, of course, is Allie Settlement. She's our amazing content queen over at commando.com. Allie, what do you have for us today?
We're going to talk about some facial recognition nonsense that Rite Aid got up to. And then I also have a nice little tip if you are the person who lives in a house where your deliveries always get lost.
And then the other half of the A-team is Andrew Babinski, who Monday through Friday, you can hear him on KEZ in the morning show, where he's kind of funny, kind of funny. Can you're smiling? Can you stop smiling like that? It looks weird.
Oh, I was just waiting for you to stop talking. I apologize.
Okay. I'm never going to stop talking. That's the problem.
Hey, it's what pays the bills, so don't.
There is that. Yeah. I know. Barry Cohen, he's like, do you have 2 minutes? Like, no, I have to go make the donuts. And he said, using my recipe. I'm like, no,
what
not.
Jerk.
Exactly. So, Andrew, what do you have for us?
Oh, we may have found the worst, absolute worst human on the internet.
Oh,
really?
Yes. Hmm. And it's in jolly old England.
Oh, after all. Hey, listen, we need two things from you. Number one is that you tell one person about this podcast because we're that great and we're that funny. And number two, always give us feedback. Head over to commando.com, hit that button that says email Kim. All right. We like to get started with the news. And, you know, and Christmas is right around the corner, literally. I mean, just days away.
Are you ready?
Not really.
That's a no.
About 70%
ready. Who's ever ready?
Wait a minute. 70%?
Ready. Yes.
That's way behind.
Oh, I thought that sounded good.
You have 55% left to make up.
Oh, he does the jokes, not the math.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. But here's what got my attention. I mean, when you think of Christmas, what do you picture?
Santa Claus.
Trees.
Ornaments.
Pajamas.
Tinsel.
Cozy jammies.
Cocoa.
Sure.
Okay.
Cookies.
Yeah.
Fireplaces.
Debt.
Yes.
Consumerism.
But why not whip out your phone and sext Santa?
Oh.
Yes, that's right. Bloom has introduced a new feature allowing you to sext with an AI version of Father Christmas.
I hate this.
This is awful.
Okay.
Santa doesn't have sex.
You can chat with a hot Santa or a naughty elf. Here, take a listen.
Well, baby, how about we start with a naughty lap dance while I whisper all the naughty things I want to do to you? Then, I'll slowly unwrap you like the best present I've ever received.
First of all, Santa does not sound like that.
Absolutely not. What about Mrs. Claus in all this?
But let me tell you, this Santa, he has a 12-pack.
He's not real.
Okay, I'm just saying.
He's not real.
He says
either of them.
Hey,
you know what? A friend of mine's a plastic surgeon, and then I'll get back to this for a second. And I said, God, did you see the Barbie movie and what Gosling looked like? And then he looked at me and goes, that is filler. Men are coming in getting filler on to make 12-packs.
No.
So it wasn't really Gosling's body?
It was, but it's using all of like Botox and Juvederm and stuff to make the 12 pack. See, Andrew, there's hope for you.
No.
Okay.
Here are some quotes from AI Santa.
Oh, boy.
Santa knows how to keep the North Pole interesting during those long winter nights.
Which North Pole?
You've been naughty this year, I'm going to share some stories. Santa can keep you warm in more ways than one. I'll make sure that you stay nice and toasty and hot on cold winter nights.
Oh, my gosh.
This is worse. This is the worst one. Santa's sack is filled with all kinds of surprises.
That is not sexy. Not at all.
Okay. They say that over 6 million messages have been exchanged.
So people are trying it.
Okay. 3,300 hours of erotic voice notes have been received by people from North
I'm
Santa.
Almost sure that the majority of that is people being like, oh my gosh, look what Santa said. And not people that are actually really into the Santa.
No one's really doing that with Santa. Maybe one guy in like Tacoma who lives in an apartment in the middle of nowhere. He's like, oh my God, Santa Claus. But otherwise, nobody is doing this seriously.
They're not looking up like, wow, it's a cold night and I'm a little, horny.
I get, okay, maybe on the 24th, you may get that desperate. Santa is not religious, but this is sacrilegious.
This is bad.
It's awful.
I don't like this.
No.
I don't like that. The elves feels different. Santa himself. I'm still, Mrs. Claus, come on.
Well, you could role play naughty elves. I get that. Yes. You're right. It makes sense. Yeah. But not the big man.
No. The big man.
Oh, so if you're a naughty girl, Santa knows where you live. So there you go.
Send a sext.
See, here's something that I never thought I would ever say in my life. You can sext with Santa.
Now you can.
Yes, you can.
2023.
It'll become a Christmas tradition.
Oh, it's so gross.
I hope not.
Yeah.
What do you have, Andrew?
The worst person on the internet. We may have found him. Now, do you guys know who Kartnark is? Okay. Kartnark?
No.
So if you go to, let's say, Costco, and you unload everything in your cart, and then you just leave it in the space next to you, he comes up and he throws a magnet on your car and shames you for not putting the cart back.
I love that. I hate cart leavers.
Now there is but there's no harm in that, right? He's just doing that to make fun of you.
Yeah.
But there is now a guy in London who goes to the busiest intersections of London and films people on their phones. Now, it's gridlock traffic. They're not moving, but it doesn't matter.
In their cars or just walk?
In their cars.
Okay.
The law says if you are behind the wheel, you cannot have your phone in your hand. And if you do, it is a 6-point violation on your license. So he is filming people, sending it to the police.
No.
Whoa.
The police are then issuing the citations, and then he's showing up to court when they try and fight it.
As a witness.
So he can say, I have the video, and make sure they get the 6 points. He's done this to multiple celebrities like Guy Ritchie. Guy Ritchie, I think, got his license suspended for an entire month because it was enough points to take him out. And I think this is disgraceful. And he has a YouTube channel. It kind of got a little of attention back in April, but now on TikTok, it's really building steam where people are arguing whether or not it's okay for this guy to make money on YouTube doing this, or is he a disgraceful human being?
Now, was this his idea of a way to go viral?
It was his YouTube channel. Yeah, he's a biker.
All right.
His name is Cycling Mikey. I should not give him any note and attention. His name is Cycling Mikey. He bikes around London, and then he will cycle. He's been hit by multiple cars.
I was going to say, how many people who've been texting have hit this man on his bike?
Intentionally.
Yes.
Make this a thing that he wants to do. I might be kind of into this guy.
No, but they do it after they found out. Because he goes right up to him. And he says, hey, I'm filming you. You're on your phone.
They hit him after?
Yes.
That's terrifying. Oh my gosh.
That is bad.
But he does it to so many people. And he turns every single one in. And the police don't care. It's 6 points. You're violating.
Sure.
And it wouldn't fly in America. You'd get some lawyer that you got on a billboard to get you off.
Sure.
But
call Rafi.
It's against the law,
James. That's the one that always gets me. I'm like, oh,
he's a great guy too. I've actually met him.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, the internet is trying to decide whether or not this is cool or not. Because his YouTube channel, although it's not huge yet, it's getting.
Oh,
it's
it will
growing.
Be.
Yeah.
Oh, it yes. will be. Yeah.
After being on this podcast,
absolutely.
Billionaire.
There is a simple solution for these people.
Yes,
you
of course.
You could simply not text and drive.
But also, who doesn't commit a crime? You pick up your phone, you speed.
Who doesn't? I've never.
You know. Do a California stop, and if the cops aren't there, you get away with it.
And sometimes you even can do. Like the other day, I showed Allie this. Oh, yeah. I'm opening the mail, and I see a picture of my husband driving his car through Paradise Valley.
You got a camera?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It got hit by one of the cactus cams.
Oh, no.
And, you know, you don't have to pay for those things.
You don't have to pay for the tickets?
No, not in Paradise Valley. You just let it go.
Even when you admit that you know you received it on your podcast?
No. He did not get it. He did not get it.
That's true.
Kim got it. She didn't know who it was.
That's why I drive around like this.
I didn't recognize
it. Then they never can get me.
Oh, you know what I told Al? You know what I do with cactus cams? I look at him and go, hi. Give him thumbs up.
Because you're not speeding or because you just don't care?
I just don't care.
You're going to get in trouble.
Never. Never.
Cycling Mikey's going to get you.
Kim doesn't get in trouble.
All right. What do you have, Al?
Actually, this is a story about people who got in trouble. So Rite Aid, they started this in 2012. They put facial recognition cameras in some of their stores. They rolled this out slowly. It was over the course of like, it was 2012 to 2020. Turns out they weren't very good, the cameras. So they were going off of pictures. Say I work at Rite Aid. I take a picture of someone that I see stealing, right? And then I upload that to the facial rec. As we know, because we report on this stuff all the time, facial recognition is not great yet,
right.
And it's also not great, especially for people who aren't white. So they had this in a lot of low-income neighborhoods. Naturally, the clients there, there were less white people. And so people would come into the store. They would get an alert on their phones, the employees, to say, oh, this person, this is a thief. No, not that person. In almost all the cases, they were wrong. And so they're following these people around, watching them, kicking them out of the stores.
Like,
and they're completely innocent.
Yes, yeah. They didn't do anything. In many cases, like with their friends and family. And the thing was, Rite Aid told them, don't tell anybody that we have this because the facial recognition at this point was a secret.
That always works.
And so you couldn't even say, well, here, I have this picture, is this you? No, they couldn't do any of that. And so for seemingly no reason, they're following people around, kicking them out of the stores, whatever.
It's not because you're black, but I can't tell you why.
But you need to leave the store right
now.
But
you should go, sir. Yeah, right. And can you imagine that? Like, you're with a friend, somebody comes up to you,
it's awful.
Didn't do anything, you get kicked out of the store. So the FTC, they are cracking down on a lot of companies for especially biometric stuff. So fingerprints, face prints. Finally, okay, this stuff is important. We can't just let companies do whatever they want with it. So now Rite Aid is banned from using facial rec for 5 years.
Wow, that's pretty harsh.
They're in like big timeout.
They could perfect it next month and Rite Aid's like, we're grounded. No, we can't.
Totally. Yeah, that's like eons in retail time. So 5 years. Don't do illegal things because then bad things happen.
Well, Walmart does it all the time.
Yeah.
Walmart would take your picture and then they'll wait for you to come back. The minute you walk in the store, they know it's you. They call the police. Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing they upgraded their software because we haven't heard this story about them.
No, we haven't. And I think part of it was the partners they were working with. I think they just didn't have very good stuff. And I mean, it started in 2012. We've come a long way since then. Like, think about how much even the stuff we use every day has changed in 10 years.
Yeah, when's the last time you've actually been inside of a Rite Aid?
Yeah, we're West Coasters.
We're West Coast. Yeah, we don't have them here.
We don't have a ton here.
Or how about a CVS?
Yeah,
I mean, Walgreens I pick up, Monday.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I bring it up is that everything is under lock and key.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
The deodorant, the shampoo, yes, the everything.
Whatever you want. Mm-hmm. It's like, hi, can I get somebody over here? Because I need to, I need some.
And then
so
come
annoying.
With a big key ring. And
yeah,
searching.
It's almost like, can you just come shop with me around the store?
Exactly.
But I don't blame them, though. People are stealing left and right. It's crazy.
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 Crazy out here.
That is funny. Timeout, right? I got a timeout.
5 year timeout.
I wonder where the class action lawsuits are going to start. I mean, like, you know, I was misidentified by Rite Aid. I have PTSD.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
This is gonna be awful. Nightmare.
Hopefully they just already corrected it. Did something for him, gave him a free candy bar or something.
Something.
A coupon, $5 off when you spend $50.
Or the CVS receipts. Go on. Yeah.
Have you seen the scarf that's the CVS receipt?
It's that's so hilarious. Funny. Is it?
Yeah. It's like
I
a
should
whole,
buy that.
It's very funny. I'll send you a link.
That's a little too short, but that is funny.
Hey, coming up, Amazon's Thank My Driver program's back. We're going to tell you more about that. Allie, you have a tip on how to make sure that packages go in the right spot?
Yeah.
And what do you have for me?
For my tip?
Yeah.
Bounce some money. Ooh. And you can find some money too.
Money, money. Woo. Oh, and I didn't tell you, but we're going to talk about holiday traditions.
So great. Nice. All right. Good thing we got to prepare.
This is rehearsals, right? So that's what that was. All right. So stay right where you are.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Listen, less than a week away, I am going to be giving away a brand new iPhone 15 valued at $799. Ooh. So if you have not already entered to win, let me tell you, folks, now is the time. Head over to commando.com/win. That's commando.com/win. So have you noticed, or maybe it's just me, that I'm getting a lot of texts from my Amazon drivers? You notice?
No.
Are you getting?
No.
Oh, I got like two this morning.
Saying what?
I would show you with my phone, but one of them said, listen, it's raining outside. I want to make sure that your package gets to the right place. So if you want to tell me if I should ring the doorbell, let me know.
I'm wow.
Like, oh, and then I thought it was like a scam.
I'm yeah.
Like, what is this? Then I got another
one. No one's
one.
This nice.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Then I got another one this morning that said, I'm about ready to head to your house. If it's dark out, please put a light on for me. And if you have a dog, please put the dog away.
I mean, wow.
And so what it is that Amazon has this whole program going out where you can say, Alexa, thank my driver. And then they're going to get a $5 tip, but also they could get $25,000.
So they're trying to bait you into tipping them by being overly communicative?
Yes, exactly. Automatically. Just want to be nice. So let me see. The top five drivers for the whole promo period that start on December 12th to the end of the month, they get $25,000 each. Plus, another 25 grand goes to a charity that they choose. And every single day, the top 1,000 drivers with the most thanks get $100.
They all should get that because they are out constantly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I was trying to get my kids. I couldn't get through because the FedEx truck was blocking this way, and I couldn't go around because an Amazon truck was delivering on this side. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, and they're out there all night, too. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Late at night. I got something delivered at 9:45 last night.
Oh, my gosh.
And you were, like, fed up. Get it? FedEx?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
Did you tip these drivers?
I do.
Good.
I do. Because it's so easy. I mean, I'm not at home, but I'm here. So I just open up the Alexa app.
And just to clarify, is this your money that you're tipping with?
This is Amazon's money.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll do it right now.
I think a lot of people don't know that.
That's true. That was a good point.
I can say I spend Bezos's money just like his girlfriend.
You see a picture of her?
What is
we've talked about this
before. The Daily Mail puts an article up every single day about how amazing she looks.
Hey, you know what? She's got a great PR machine.
She does.
She says. She's, and you know what? And she's got a great rack, too.
I mean, she thought for a minute, how should I say this?
And
I
was just contemplated like, it, put the right words together, and
because
said,
because I didn't
want to
say boobies.
Rack.
I mean, she already said sack on this podcast.
That's true. Rack and sack are both on this show, the Christmas show.
She's wearing a red dress, too.
Well, she looks amazing.
You know what?
Was she 54?
Yes. Yes.
I'll have to check that out.
But, you know, both of them are doing that whole reverse aging thing. It's like that guy. You know that tech guy?
Yeah.
He's spending, like, $2 million a year.
Here's the thing. If you're a billionaire and you don't look amazing, you have problems.
What's up?
You have enough money that you can do whatever. You can sculpt and suck and make bigger, whatever you want.
There was a word in there we didn't need to hear.
It was like liposuction. That was what I was referencing.
Okay. Yeah, come on, Kim.
All right, so you found some money. Notice that professional segue.
Perfect. Nice, clean edit point. My sister's actually weird. Like, out of nowhere, she'll just message me like, my dad passed away years ago. And she's like, I don't think I would just get a text message. I don't think we got his insurance policy. Who's his? I don't even know what you talk about. I haven't talked to you in 2 days. This is the middle of a conversation that I wasn't part of at the beginning.
Has she always been that way?
Always.
Love it.
And so I got one from her and she sent me a message and she's like, you have money. Okay.
You're like, okay, great.
Let me check my, yep, it's still there. And she's like, no, I went on missingmoney.com and I looked up your name and you have money there. Turns out I have three listings.
Three monies?
Yes. And obviously, it's
I look there all the time.
How often is all the time?
Once a year.
Wow. That's really? Yeah, that's pretty often.
Yes.
because, you know, they're not going to show up every day or sure. like that. Right. And so this is just missing money that's in, you know, an old apartment or an old bank account, old insurance policy that has been handed over to the state, and you get to claim it. And it's really easy. You just go on, put in your information, and they say, hey, here's your three missing piles of money. I'm hoping they're going to be piles of money.
Sure. Does it tell you how much they are?
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay. If they don't, then it's more than like $250.
Whoa.
Okay, I got three don'ts.
Yeah. If it's because if it's like less than a certain amount, they'll say like it's $100
yeah.
or whatever.
Some scammer's not going to go after your $1,850, but hundreds there are, of dollars.
There are also scammers out there because sometimes people are getting a letter from somebody that yeah. will say, you know, we found missing money and we will find it for you. And then we're going to, you know, we get to keep 30%. But you don't need to do that. You just go to the website. And it is. It's like past, like I had a deposit for Cox Cable.
Right.
That I never got back. Hmm. Electric deposits, like you said, retirement funds, mm-hmm. insurance policies. So you don't know how much you got yet?
I don't know, because you put in your information, and yet the one annoying thing, and if Missing Money is listening, this is how you fix your website. Why do I have to enter it three times for every single filing? You have to put in all your information for number one and then do the same thing for number two. So it was kind of monotonous, but whatever. It's free money, or it's my money. And then they email you a PDF. You print out the PDF, fill it out, throw it in the mail, and then the state contacts you. They got to verify it. You make sure you're getting yeah, your sure. money back.
Yeah.
And then you get your check in the mail.
I cannot wait for the update.
When I get my checks, I will bring them in and I will gloat.
Okay.
See, obviously, you have not been a regular listener of the Kim Komando show.
I am a regular listener. I remember one time when I was on the show, we had a caller that found something like $26,000.
Yes.
I remember that. But I don't think to do it.
I see.
I don't think to go on the website and do it. Also, I didn't trust it. I didn't know which one to actually trust. I actually researched it before I put any of my information in. And missingmoney.com is legit.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Also, if you're thinking like there's absolutely no money for me, I looked this up the other day because we were writing about it in a newsletter. All the states together have like $70 billion of unclaimed assets.
So you're saying I have a possibility of having $70
billion? No, just
yes,
$1 billion.
That's exactly
$1 billion.
I'll take
$1 billion.
All right, cool.
You know what? I think we're related.
Because you'll take $1 billion as well.
I feel like if there was an insurance policy with your dad, just saying, one of those.
All
things.
Right, cousin Kim.
All right, what do you got, Al?
I luckily don't live in a place where I don't have a gate. I don't have something that makes delivering packages hard, but a lot of people do, right? And you know where there's that little box where you can put special instructions. I think this is especially good if you just moved and you don't know where your stuff's going to end up, or you want to be careful. Here's what you don't want to do. Most of those systems, once the delivery driver gets it, it only shows them the first couple words. So if you write this, hey, thanks for delivering my package. I'm going to need you to put it behind the plant. No, right behind the planter first. Anything that's important, you want that right away. So if there's a gate code, if there is a special spot, if there's whatever, if they don't do it, it's likely not because they're ignoring you. It's because you messed up and you wrote it in a way that they can't really interact with.
Why does Amazon do that big old box if they only get a couple of words?
I know.
Foolishness.
No. Yeah. So yeah, now you know the secret.
You know, we put in on the new house one of those next to the walk-in gate. It's like, oh, like just where it's like they punch in a code and yet they open a bin and then they just drop it. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Not even a locker. It's just they just punch in a code and it opens and then they can just drop it behind the gate.
Okay.
That thing works beautifully.
Does it?
Yeah. But you're right. You have to say, like, it's ours is a 4-digit number.
Yeah.
And it's not 0000, just to let you know.
If you want to leave Kim a gift, we'll...
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Yes.
So what happens in our household is that Barry always assumes that, you know, whatever he has never works. Okay. So he's like, so I'm wondering like why his packages are outside the gate and my packages are inside the gate. So I said, did you put the code in your Amazon instructions? Like, oh, I did all that. No, don't worry about that. And I got it. No, nothing ever works for me. It's like, sometimes I swear he's Charlie Brown. So I'm like, well, here, let me look. So I get onto his Amazon account and he had that. He's like, please identify the locker, the locked this, blah, 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 blah.
And meanwhile, Kim's probably says code.
That's
is
it says,
the
code.
Numbers.
It says code, 4-digit code. That's
smart.
It.
Yeah.
He's putting longitude and longitudes in there.
If you need to contact me, here's my ham call signal.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Ham radio. I don't understand the appeal. I just don't understand it.
Only guys over 60 years old understand the appeal.
I think it's even older than that. I'm sorry.
Just trying to protect Barry.
82. No. All right, coming up, I have an unexpected story about Tom Brady, who is, isn't he a football player, Andrew?
Huge sports fan you are.
And then we're going to talk about some Christmas traditions. So stay right where you are.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Hey, this is Kim Komando today. This is not the Kim Komando Show podcast. To get that, if you want to go over to Apple, you can subscribe there, as well as head over to komando.com. And then you're going to get my three-hour weekend show, but it's not 3 hours, because guess what? We cut out all the commercials. I know you love that. So again, Apple, just subscribe and go over to komando.com and hit that button that says Komando Community. All right, being the big sports fan that I am, Tom Brady, this story, you're going to want to share this story with your family and friends, especially if you're a big sports person like I am.
can I just ask, what two teams did Tom Brady play for? Carry on.
Patriots.
Yes.
Yes.
You saw him in the Super Bowl. Remember you that?
You went
to the Super Bowl?
Yes, I saw him. the 49ers?
No, Tampa Bay. Buccaneers.
I didn't know that.
I was close.
You were. You got half. Okay. Better than I thought you'd do.
Well, here's the reason why I thought it was the 49ers. The mother of a San Francisco 49ers player, Jake Tongas.
Mm-hmm.
What does he play? What does he do?
I believe he's a tight end.
Okay. Oh, I love tight ends.
She's working on her Santa talk.
The mom sent in a family photo to CVS to be printed. Okay. When she got the photos back, it wasn't of her family. She got a picture of Tom Brady and his three kids, Katie, and then also Jake's sister. It was like all these super weird photos that were just, how did she get all this? So when she picked up her pictures, she got Tom Brady and his entire family. And then also she got pictures of Jake's sister and also of her family. And so she started posting all these pictures up on TikTok. Like, so how did she get pictures of Tom Brady?
Yeah.
In her CBS reel. She's not really sure. That really happened.
I think the speculation is Tom Brady is from the Bay Area and his mom.
Oh, is that what happened?
Went to CBS to get photos printed and they just mixed the order.
Oh.
That's the theory.
Oh, you know what? That's a good theory because, and thank goodness, where they were just like family photos. What if they were like,
oh my gosh.
Well, if Tom Brady's mom is printing racy photos of Tom Brady.
Of herself.
Of herself.
Okay. You can't do that though. You can't bring those to CVS, can you? That's why I own a dark room. I mean, that's why people own a dark room.
Let's try it. No, let's not try.
No, we're not going to try that. No. All right. Since it is Christmas, let's talk about Christmas traditions.
Okay.
So I'll go first.
Good.
Okay. Is that I started this when Ian was around 2 or 3, is that Santa, when he came to deliver all the presents, is that he would like drop something. And so he would drop like a present by the front door, mm-hmm. drop something in the front yard or in the backyard. And the whole idea, the reason why I did this initially was, is that I forget what it was. It was probably like some Hot Wheels or Transformer thing that he wanted. And he unwrapped all of his presents, and that present wasn't there. And then I was like, oh, my God, I didn't get the Transformer or what it was.
Did you initially accidentally drop it, and then it became a tradition that you dropped it every single year?
No, I forgot to get it.
She didn't buy it at all.
Oh. I didn't buy it at all. So the next day, I like ran over to Target, and then I never told Ian the story. I should tell him. I ran over to Target, and I bought this present, and I wrapped it up, and I'm like, my gosh, look, Santa dropped a present in the front yard.
That's good.
And so
that's a good save.
Yeah. And so then every year Santa dropped a present.
Now, with Santa's drop presents, does he have to wait until, or whoever's present got dropped?
No, now it happens like that day.
But do they have to wait till the 26th to open it?
No. Oh, that was just because.
Is it always the best present? Is it like the thing he wanted most? Or you mix it up?
It's normally like the present.
Oh,
and so we go through the whole thing and it's like, oh, I didn't get it. It was like, oh, there you did. But there's, okay, funny side note to this. So Christmas Eve, I was making dinner and I totally forgot about the biscuits in the oven. And we were having people over. And the house started smelling like burnt biscuits. And I'm like, I got to get these out of the house. So I went out of the backyard, and we had like a rooftop deck. And I put this pan of burnt biscuits on the upper deck, just so like nobody's ever going to go up there. It's not going to smell or anything.
Yeah.
And so Ian is the next day looking for the present that Santa dropped. And he brings one of these things down to me wrapped in a paper towel. And he's like, oh my gosh, look what I found. And I'm like, what? And he's like, it's reindeer poop. And I'm like, yeah, that's disgusting. All right, so Santa dropped.
Is that a tradition now? Do you burn biscuits every single year?
No, but he does. There's always that present that's left. And the big one, which I'll never forget, the big one was, is that we actually have a key to open up the front door for Santa, a special key. And then when Santa opens the door, he leaves it by the milk and cookies.
Yeah.
And so we go through all the Christmas and Ian's like, you know, going through his stuff. And then I forget what he wanted. I think he wanted a new Xbox. So there like was a big present.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, have you checked? Now he's like 16. I said, have you checked to see if Santa had the milk and cookies? He's like, Mom. Come on. I'm like, and he's like, and then he looks at me, he's like, all right, I'll go look, you know, for you. So he goes and looks and I follow him, and I actually followed him with my camera. He didn't know I was watching. And he's like, what is this? And I'm like, what? He goes, next to Santa key, there's another key. And I said, I wonder what that key's for. I said, maybe you should go outside and look. And there's a new car with a big red bow on it.
Awesome.
So that was his. So now, ever since then, he checks for the milk and cookies.
See if there's condo keys there.
Yes. All right. What do you got, Andrew?
So when I was dating this girl in high school, and it was my first ever girlfriend, and I went over to her house on, I think it was the 24th, Christmas Eve, and I was sitting there with her parents, and we were just hanging out, and her dad brings out this box, and he's like, here's our Christmas tradition. And he opens it up, and it's a chocolate orange, and it's wrapped in foil. And what you're supposed to do is smash it. And once you smash it, you open it up, and it all turns into slices instead of a chocolate orange. And it's orange-flavored chocolate.
Yes.
I'd never had it before. So fast forward years later, I tell this to my mother-in-law, because she was asking about any Christmas traditions, and I told this to her. And every year since I told her that story, she brings me an orange chocolate to make sure I have it. But so does my sister, and so do my coworkers. So
I feel like I need
children.
To go get them one.
Do you enjoy orange chocolate?
I do, but I don't enjoy 36 of them.
Yeah.
And I think it's very kind and it's very sweet. And I love having it on Christmas. It tastes like Christmas because I've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
But everybody always gets me one every single year.
That's like when you tell people like, oh, I'm a tea person. And then every gift is going to be tea bags.
You know how many Arizona Cardinal coffee cups I own? All of them.
Without
I
count.
I own all of them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, you know, I mean, I wouldn't know what to get you if it didn't have a Cardinals thing on it.
That's what everybody says. You're so hard to shop for.
You should try orange chocolate.
Gonna do that.
Loves it.
Didn't know
Smash
that.
Smash it right on.
Loves it.
You know, that's a nice story. Now, what about with your kids?
With my kids, we like to do stockings the night of or Christmas Eve. We're not doing that this year because their cousins are coming over later. But now they're troubled. Because they've opened their stocking every single Christmas Eve their entire lives.
Yeah. Right?
But they also don't want to wake up and have nothing to open waiting for their cousins to get there.
Yeah.
So it's been a debate on whether or not.
That's
I said,
tough.
You're old enough now. You make the call. And they're going back and forth. But we love to do stockings the night before because they have something to play with, something to fall asleep to.
Do you put good stuff in stockings or is it like candy and...
We put an orange in there. There's a toothbrush.
A lot of oranges.
It is. We're a very good, big citrus family. There's underwear. And then there's about three or four good gifts. Nice. I know they're supposed to be stocking stuffers, but I put real presents in the stocking.
I think that's good. I mean, and speaking of underwear, I buy Barry and Ian underwear and socks every year. As a tradition.
My children would be disappointed if they did not. And my son is now in, I guess it's trendy, Ethica underwear.
I don't know about that.
$16 a pair.
Ethica underwear?
For child's underwear?
For a nine-year-old.
Is it like a tidy whitey?
No, it's like boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
That go down to here. His shorts go down to here. I mean, basically you can see his underwear, sure. But everyone wears them. And so I took a picture at Walmart and I was like, these look like the underwear you like. He's like, oh yeah, those are awesome. They're 4 for $11. So I am out of the Ethica underwear business.
He's going to get those and say, Dad.
Yes. No, he said he was fine with it.
Oh, he's okay.
Yes, ready? He absolutely right. is. But they get PJs every single Christmas, the same PJs as their cousins. They all have the same PJs on.
That's nice.
It's very cute.
Love that.
What about you, Al?
Mine is food related. By this time of year, I'm sick of mashed potatoes and turkey. I don't care about ham. Like all of the traditional Christmas food. Eh. So years ago, I started doing a big Mexican meal for Christmas Eve. And then we eat that through Christmas. So I make like a big meat, a big pot of beans and rice and salsas and a bunch of different stuff. I've done different types of cuisines over the years, but Mexican is what we've settled on. Everybody loves it.
So what's the main Mexican dish? What is it?
What does a big meat mean?
Yeah, what is that?
Maybe some carnitas, okay. Maybe some... It's usually carnitas. That's kind of the specialty. Carne asada, we could do.
Do you make the tortillas?
I've never made the tortilla. That's a lie. I have made the tortillas once. I don't always. I make the beans from, you know, dried beans. I make Mexican rice. I make a bunch of different salsas and sauces.
So good, doesn't it?
Do you do tamales?
With my brothers in town, we do tamales. He lives in California with his family. He makes the tamales, which they're so good.
Tamales are amazing.
A fresh tamale is delightful.
I kept a friendship solely based on tamales.
Sure.
I would want nothing to do with this person if I didn't get Christmas tamales from them.
Yeah. Tamales are nice too because it's like if you have a lot of people around, everybody can help because they are a lot of work.
They are.
Like spreading
the stuff. I've never made them.
Oh my gosh. It's a lot of work, but it's fun and they're so good. Yeah.
They're just go to Costco, buy the bag tamales. Nah, they're fine.
They're fine.
But a homemade tamale is amazing.
Okay, so now what about presents?
Presents, we do Christmas Eve. You get to open one present.
Now, will it just be you and your husband this year, or do you have a gathering?
We're going to have people come to our house this year, our families. But in general, yeah, my husband's family, their whole big family gets together on Christmas Eve and does a gift swap, which is always an adventure. I remember doing that when we first started dating and like, what am I going to get your aunt who I've never met? You know, that's really
Bed,
stressful.
Bath and Beyond.
Exactly. Yeah. Some kind of junk like that. In the past few years, we've become less of present people because we don't have little kids around and it's just like, so we just kind of buy each other stuff that we
actually want. Started something in the last 3 years. We do white elephant, but everything is trash. And so you're trying to avoid all of the garbage. So you're trading for someone because it's less garbage than the garbage that you have.
Uh-huh.
And everybody has to take two things. And then there's one nice present.
Ooh.
So it's fun.
See, I was reading with the royal family, since Great Britain, you were talking about that, is that when it comes time for them to exchange presents, they are allowed to give one present to each person, and it has to be a humorous gift.
Oh, okay. Because they're all rich, so it doesn't matter.
They buy the things they actually want.
Do you remember the year you tried to do White Elephant here at Westar?
Which year was this?
I think it was the last year that we did White Elephant.
Oh, we just did one the other day.
Did
right.
you? Okay. Yeah. Because there was a big gift. I think it was like a big Sonos radio or something.
Oh, that's right.
And the rules were you could steal it twice.
This. Oh, no.
But it got stolen once. And then the person who stole it just left.
They left.
They had wanted no chance of it getting stolen, got in their car and left.
They physically left?
They ruined White Elephant.
That person ruined Christmas.
Well, but that was that year that we had a whole bunch of stuff that was given to us by promo products by different companies.
But they were all good stuff.
Yeah, like
even if you got it stolen, you still were going to end up with something nice.
Yeah, I mean, like there were like digital cameras and there was a laptop.
Oh, sweet. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and we had like the prize closet. We were just trying to empty it out. But yeah, I remember that.
They just
it was
up
like,
and left.
Where'd they go? They're gone with their present.
That's insane.
All right. Let's see. Coming up, Allie, you've got a tech life upgrade to do what?
This is the only time of year that I really care about TV. So we are going to talk free trials. Who still does them if you want to watch something and don't pay any money?
And then I have an end of the year Google list that I think you guys are like. So stay right where you are.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Hey, just a quick reminder, tell a friend about our podcast, Kim Komando Today. Just search for Komando in your podcast player. Oh, and also one more thing. Make sure that you enter to win that brand new iPhone 15 valued at $799. Someone's going to win it. It's not going to be Andrew, and it's not going to be you, Allie. You're just not eligible to do that. So again, komando.com/win. All right, so you're watching TV because you don't hardly ever watch TV, Al.
I'm not a TV person, but this is the one time of year it's like... Well, I mean, in Arizona, it's so beautiful out, so I do spend a lot of time outside. But yeah, I think cozy season is when I feel like, all right, let's get our blankies and curl up on the TV. I've canceled most of our streaming subscriptions at this point because we just don't watch that much TV.
But, what survived?
We have, and what do we even have right now? Maybe we have Netflix.
Okay.
That's it, right?
That's it.
Yeah, we aren't watching anything. Hulu does 30 days. That's a pretty sweet free trial, right? Probably my favorite show I've watched on Hulu. We've talked about it before. Only Murders in the Building. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
It's funny.
Great.
Selena Gomez is so good on that
show.
She's
so good. Yeah. So that's a good one. Pretty family friendly. Maybe not little kids, but everybody will like it. It's funny. It's interesting. There's a mystery. So people like that. Discovery Plus is a good one. You get a free week of that. Have you seen that Stanley Tucci show where he goes around Italy eating everything?
Oh my gosh, that is the best.
I love him.
I have, yes.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
It's funny.
Yeah.
The actor, Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The food, like, it's such a fun travel show. So that's a really good one. There's also a show, I haven't watched this, but it looked pretty sweet. It's called Extraordinary Stories Behind Everyday Things. And this is like, put it on and everybody will kind of get sucked in. It's like how they make cowboy hats, hammers, a washing machine, whatever it is. It's like a better version of like the YouTube video that you get sucked into.
They used to have a show called How It's Made.
Yeah, I love the voiceover guy on that.
Yeah.
Then the worker takes the compressor and puts it next to the flux capacitor. Okay. I love that guy.
Guess who watches that 24/7
in our
house?
You should show him this show.
I will.
Yeah, because I think it might be like the better version.
It may be too entertaining for him, though.
No, that's true. Exactly. Yeah, maybe he's just using it to
You're
nap.
Right, Andrew. It's just like... The worker takes the axe and throws it across the room.
Calm the worker.
Yes.
Apple TV Plus also does a week, which is pretty good. That's probably the service that in the past few years I've watched the most shows on.
They have great stuff.
They really do. If you haven't watched Ted Lasso, that is so good for the holidays because it's like, it makes you feel good. Like every episode you're like, okay, humanity.
Have you seen The Morning Show?
I haven't.
Okay. The Morning Show is great.
Okay. I have no reason to watch Apple TV until Severance comes back.
Severance was an excellent show, and I'm looking forward to that, too. A new one, Lessons in Chemistry. Came.
Love Lessons in Chemistry.
I haven't watched it yet. The book was wonderful, so I'm excited to watch that. Okay, and then one more, AMC Plus. This is an old movie, but if you haven't seen it, Jiro Dreams of Sushi. Have you heard of this?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
The little sushi place in the subway station?
Yes, that's great.
Yeah, so it's like this... Old man, he's like in his 80s. He runs this tiny little sushi place in Japan that's like under the subway station, hole in the wall, total place. But it's Michelin star. It's like the best sushi in Japan. So that's a fun look if you want to get your family to go to Japan with you or you just love food or sushi or
hand,
whatever.
Hand, huh?
Yay,
well, I've been talking about going to Tokyo.
That would be great.
No, I'd love to go.
Love that culture.
I would too.
Maybe we should take this show on the road.
Oh.
You teased me with the sphere. Don't even start dangling Tokyo.
Well, maybe somebody's listening who works for like Air Tokyo.
Did you see the story of the sphere?
No.
That there are obstructed view seats?
No.
There's like 12 rows that are underneath the upper level that you don't see anything.
Then why would they even put seats there?
$500 a seat to see no sphere.
No, that's crazy. No.
It's awful. It went viral this week.
That's terrible. All right. So a company called Grammar Company Quill, they have put together the top misspelled words.
Oh, love this.
Google has said, you know, these are the words that people are typing in to see how you spell.
Okay.
Okay. So we're only going to go through like 3, 2, 1. Okay. So we're going to start at number 3. How do you spell niece? Niece.
N-E-I-C-E.
Oh, my friend, N-I-E-C-E.
No, I'm right.
N-I-E-C-E.
Yeah, I spelled it wrong.
Yes. 73,000 Google searches for that spelling every single month.
Which How many?
73,000, that's what they say.
I before E.
Come on. This one I actually spelled incorrectly the other day. Arctic. Like the Arctic Circle.
T-I-C?
You forgot one of the C's?
Yes.
A-R, there's like an extra C. A-R-C-T-I-C-A.
Yes.
Yeah, I would have gotten it wrong.
Not A. Didn't you say A at the end? Artica.
I don't know why I said Artica. Nope.
Like erotica. But again,
Santa
it's just.
Babies.
I am learning right now. I'm an awful speller. Like completely awful.
Okay. And now the big dog is this one. Number one. Calendar. Calendar.
Go ahead.
Okay, you go first,
I don't
Andrew.
Want to. I'm already embarrassed.
Okay, because she's going to give the right answer.
How? And dar. C-A-L-E-N-D-A-R. Is that wrong?
He got it right.
Yes.
God. Well done.
Okay. See that? All right. On that happy note, we're at the end of the podcast. This was a great one.
It was a great one.
It was.
Normally she says it's garbage, but this is a great one.
Saxon Racks.
And there you go.
Sorry.
It was, what was I talking to Ian about something? And he said, I was talking about one of his friends. And he's like, Mom, it's all about bros and hoes. I'm like, okay.
That's hilarious.
All right. And he told me I should also start using this phrase, which it's, that's the S-H-I-T.
Oh, just spell it out.
Yes. Just in case somebody's listening. I mean, some little kid was listening.
That's
a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you say that's S-H-I-T-G, that means like you're really in.
It's good. Okay.
Good
no cap.
No cap.
No cap. All right. I'm not sure if I like my fit today. How about you?
I like your fit.
Excellent.
No cap.
All right. Make sure that you just give us some feedback. You can send us an email to podcasts@commando.com. Once again, that's podcasts@commando.com. And we're not going to be spilling all the beans, but since you made it this far into the podcast, look for some major changes in January that you are going to love.
We're going to miss you, Allie.
Bye.
Bye, Andrew.
Bye, Andrew.
Bye, Kim.
Bye, Kim.
All right. Have a great holiday. We'll see you next time.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.